Today's daf is Brachas Daf Yud Ches, and we will discuss a topic on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the sugya of Loeg LaRosh. As the Gemara says, in the middle of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes a brisa that says, Lo Yahalech Adam Beveis HaKfaris, a person is not allowed to walk in a cemetery, V'tfilin Barosho, V'sefer Torah Bizro'o, wearing tfilin Barosho. Interesting, Dafka, it says tfilin Barosho. It doesn't say tfilin Barosho ubizro'o. It says Sefer Torah bizro'o, as if the Brice is already alluding to us that it's the visual, it's the what can be seen, because we know that the tfilin shal rosh is visible. That's what we had back on Davav, where it talks about V'ro kolam ayart kishem Hashem nikra alecha v'yar v'meko elu tfilin shal barosh. So tfilin shal rosh have to be visible while the tfilin shal yad is underneath. But the Gemara says that a person shouldn't walk in a cemetery with tfilin visible on his head, the Sefer Torah bizro'o, and a Sefer Torah in his arm, vikore, and reading. So pashtus of our girsa, not just holding a Sefer Torah, but reading a Sefer Torah. V'mosek kein, and if somebody does that, over mishem loig l'rosh cheirif hosehu. And if someone does that, they violate the din that's based on the pasuk in Mishlei. Loig l'rosh, if one scoffs, one that is rosh is poor, but it might be in a situation of poverty spiritually, not just physically. Loeg l'rosh, cheref oseyu, right? That is blasphemy, and that's something terrible. So the Gemara puts this in the context. Why is this brought up here? Because the Gemara is discussing that, is one allowed to do mitzvos if one is shomer the mace, if one is not shomer the mace? The Gemara was medayik. Only if it's the person's own relative and he's in charge of it. But if he just happens to be walking through a cemetery, he's not putter, doesn't have an exclusion, but the Brisa seems to say that he's never allowed to do mitzvahs. The Gemara discusses maybe there's a difference between within and outside Dalet Amos. Hasan tok Dalet Amos hu da'aser chutz la'arba Amos chayiv, but hacha chutz la'Dalet Amos nami pater. Okay, but that's the Brisa of Loeg LaRosh about doing mitzvos in proximity of a mace. Right, that is the halacha. We had this already, if you remember once before, about doing something in proximity of a mace. That was back in the first parak, where we had 2 days in the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where we spoke about whether Rabbi Shuv ben Levi told us, Ein omrim b'fnei meis ela dvarav shel meis, that only applies to Divrei Torah, but not mili da'alma, or surely mili da'alma. So we're going to relate to that a little bit, hopefully a little bit later. But this is the context of Loeg LaRosh. There are really two parts of Loeg LaRosh, two types of Loeg LaRosh, two categories of actions. Our Gemara gives the example of doing mitzvos in the proximity of a niftar. Tosvos, and Tosvos, wherever this comes up in Shas, in Nidus Samach Aleph, in here, elsewhere, Tosvos always brings up the other type of Loeg LaRosh, and that is dressing up a mace in a way that might be scoffing him. The issue of, do we bury somebody with tzitzis? Are we allowed to bury somebody with shatnez? So that's a different type of Loeg LaRosh, different type of scoffing someone who is not in the state of mitzvahs. That's what Tosfos here discusses regarding in Lamachar Bo'en Etzleiner. Remember, Tosfos here is referring to the Gemara a little bit later on, where this Bryce is quoted as saying that one is not allowed to do mitzvahs in the proximity of a mace as one walks through the Beis HaKfaris. But later on in the daf, obviously we get into the amazing story about Mesim and the issue of whether Mesim know what's going on in this world. And the Gemara, the beginning of that story was that Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonason were walking in the Beis HaKfaris, about 5 lines from the bottom. Havikashad yitchel to the Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason's tzitzis were dragging on the graves. Amar le Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, pick it up. Dalye, k'dei shelo yomer l'machar bonas leinu v'yachshem machar fenosanu. Pick up your tzitzis. Tomorrow they're going to say, oh, tomorrow he's joining us and today he's making fun of us. And then the Gemara got into, do they really know what's going on? That was the introduction, the segue into that story about whether Mesim know what's happening. So on that, Tosa discussed this type of Loeg LaRosh about tzitzis, not just the wearing of the tzitzis of the live person, but what about putting tzitzis on? Are we allowed to put tzitzis on? And Tosa segues from one to the other. Putting tzitzis on a mace, which shows that there's no Loeg LaRosh, so why would there be an issue of wearing tzitzis? So Tosa discusses both of them. But really, they're two separate issues. So let's talk about this for a minute, and then maybe we'll talk about the relationship between the two aspects of Loeg LaRosh. So the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yuzayin talks about this, and it's not the pashas of the pasuk, but it's learned out. Loeg in general is a very harsh term. Loeg LaRosh, be malagleg, and loeg, that's scoffing in halacha. That's a very strong word. But what exactly is the issue? If I wear tefillin in the proximity, without getting into all the details right now, of a niftar, that's a problem. I'm scoffing the mace. Why am I scoffing? Why am I making fun? Making the mace feel bad, ki'ilu. Again, and the Rishonim discuss, is this totally on the issue of whether the mace know what's going on or not? Or even if the mason don't know what's going on, I'm still not allowed to do it. Question. But what is the issue? There seems to be two interesting formulations in the Rishonim. What is the issue? So Rashi not here, but Rashi in Sota, Daf Mem Gimel, when he discusses Loig LaRush, he says, Sha'asir likros ba'arba amosav, mishum Loig LaRush, shezeh korei, vizeh eino yachol likros. You're doing a mitzvah in front of someone who can't do the mitzvah. It's not fair. Eino yachol likros. He can't do the mitzvah, and you're doing it. So it's as if saying, like, mitzvos, and again, this is a general hashkafic point behind the whole sugya, mitzvos are not allowed, and not only are not allowed to be done this way, but they're not allowed to even be done in a way that gives off the impression that I'm doing it in a somewhat haughty manner, flaunting. I'm flaunting the mitzvah. I'm not just doing the mitzvah, I'm doing it in a way of, look, I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm better. I'm in a special situation. The Kohen does the avoda, you know, in a way that, you know, I'm a Kohen and I'm doing. No, you do a mitzvah because Hashem told you to do a mitzvah. And if somebody's punter from that mitzvah, you don't show off. The mitzvahs aren't meant to show off. It relates a little bit to what we discussed yesterday about mechzi kiyura and gaiva. But this is a little overlap in the sugyas. So that's Rashi. He can't do the mitzvah, and I'm doing the mitzvah. But if you look in other Rishonim, it's fascinating. It's a little different. Not exactly you're doing it in front of someone who can't do the mitzvah, but you're doing it in front of someone who is not obligated in the mitzvah. That's a little different focus. If you look in the tour, let's start with earlier, before the tour, the Rimigash. The Rimigash, in one of his tshuvas, in Simin Memzayin, the Rimigash, the Rebbe of Maimon, the Rebbe of the Rambam's father, Talmud of the Rif, says the Rimigash. The context of the Rimigash here is relating to the Gemara that we had in Brachas Daf Gimel earlier. Doesn't it say in Bava Metzia? We'll get to the Bezeshem this later. They built a yeshiva by Chizkiyos Kever to honor him. So what do you mean? How could you learn in very close to a niftar? That's his context, and we'll get back to his answer a little bit later. But towards the end of the tshuva, he says, "Dekivan dechsiv b'meisim chafshi, kivan shemeis adam naase chafshi min hamitzvos." So when a person dies, they're free from mitzvos. Nimsa ha'ochis tefillin b'fnei hameis va'misasik b'fanei b'divrei Torah shu mitzvah ki'ilu loig al hameis shemisra'eh aisho. It's good. If we read it closely, it's a little different. It's not just that, he can do a mitzvah and I can't do a mitzvah. I'm obligated in a mitzvah and I'm capitalizing on my obligation and they're not obligated. Denaser rush mehem, because he has become rush, he is no longer obligated. Focusing on that pasuk in Tehillim and the Gemara, b'meisim chafshi. When a person is chafsh, not obligated in the mitzvah, and I'm doing the mitzvah in front of them, so that's loig larush. And the tour also has this formulation too, the tour in Arachayim. This is discussed both in Arachayim in Ilchasitzis and in Yaradeya in Hilchas Avelis. The tour says, Haholich b'beis ha'kfar esorach lag b'yatzitzis, quoting our Gemara, Shlo ye nigra al b'beis ha'kfar es, k'deisa b'brachas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonasan. He quotes our Gemara, and then he quotes, V'yachshon m'charfan o'son, o'pir sh'nira k'mecharef, She'eni yicholim l'kayim ha-mitzvos. That dafka lashon sounds like Rashi. I'm sorry. So the Torah was like Rashi, right? Shelo yicholim l'kayim ha-mitzvah. The Rimigash is this other formulation that it's not chayiv in mitzvahs. So what is that kind of scoffing? We're not chayiv in mitzvahs. We have to recognize that being chayiv in mitzvos is something to celebrate, is something to be proud. Not just the ability to do mitzvos, but the ability to be chayiv in mitzvahs. It's a big discussion on the last mishnah in Makos. We've discussed this in another context. One of the most famous mishnahs in all of Shas, because this has become the mishnah that is said before a kaddish. Ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael, lefichach hirba lehem Torah mitzvahs. Hashem wanted to be mezakeh us, so he gave us a lot of Torah mitzvahs. And that's the all the mafarshim, the Rambam, the Maharal, and others on that mishnah. Why is that such a schus? Give us 10 mitzvahs. 613, that's a schus? So many? It's so hard, it's so challenging. So many answers given, the Rambam, we all have different types of personalities, so we all have to do all the mitzvahs, but there should be certain mitzvahs that we really connect to. So Hashem gives us so many mitzvahs. So some mitzvah out there we should be able to do totally l'shem shemayim l'shma, because it connects to our depth. Right? Or the Maharal says, you know, the best teachers are the hardest teachers. They give you the most work. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the best teacher. He gives us the most work. Many different answers. But if we think about it, just the Pasha Pshat, like that topic is reflected in this Pshat of the Rimi Gash. Is a simcha, shrein matav chalkinu, to be obligated in mitzvahs. And when we celebrate our obligation, we can't do that in front of someone who is not obligated in mitzvahs. If this is true, though, we just have to note that why don't then we have the concept of doing a mitzvah in front of somebody who's alive, who's not obligated in mitzvahs? Wearing scissors in front of a woman, right? They're not obligated in mitzvahs. They can do the mitzvah, technically, but you know, we're blowing shofar in front of women, they're not, so why isn't that loig larash? So it must be a little double. They're not obligated in the mitzvah, and they physically can't do the mitzvah either. But again, it's not. It has to be right. A bracha on that is a nafkamina. Right. So there are different pshatim about exactly what that means in terms of the chiyuv and mitzvahs. Right. So some say that the pshat of that bracha of shalos an isha is that Hashem is giving me the obligation. That's why we go negative shalos ani goy of it and isha, so we could celebrate each level of chiyuv. Right. Thank you for giving me more mitzvahs than a non-Jew, more mitzvahs than Nebuchadnezzar, more mitzvahs than an isha. Okay, there is a interesting Rabbi Chanan, maybe on the Kovach Shirim and Beis Chavtes, that relates to this, but we'll leave that for now. Loig LaRash, according to some, expand outside of the world of mitzvahs. We're not going to focus on that, but just to note, if you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudis on the Loig LaRash, they have a whole litany of eating in front of a mace and just talking in front of a mace and other activities only to do with mitzvahs. That's not in the Gemara. And the Gemara is specifically by mitzvahs and the Rishonim, but there are expansions in some. But we'll focus on our Gemara. Again, it's a big topic, but just we'll focus on the parts learned from our Gemara. So the our Gemara's Lashon was wearing tefillin, which is a mitzvah, obviously. Sefer Torah b'zroa v'korei. If we look in the Rambam in Hilchas Avel, when the Rambam quotes our Gemara, Perak Yud Dalet Alacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Lo yelech adam b'toch arba amos shel kever, v'tfilin b'rosho, v'sefer Torah b'zroo, v'lo yispalel sham. The Rambam, first of all, adds on tefillah, v'lo yispalel sham, which is interesting, because we do plenty of tefillah, liyad, next to kfaris, but sefer Torah b'zroo, he does not have the word v'korei. Does not have the word v'korei. Just has carrying the sefer Torah. Says the Kesef Mishnah is lav dafka. Says the Kesef Mishnah, "Benuschei didan, gabi sefer Torah lo yahalech adam is a kvar sefer Torah bezerov a korebo." The Ahachi Mistaver says, "Rabbi Yosef Cairo, I think it should be the Rambam is lav dafka. It's the korei below kriya my log loig larashika. If you're not reading from the Torah, what's loig larash? Just carrying a sefer Torah in a cemetery. Why is that loig larash? What mitzvah are you doing?" Esther the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz says, "Sorry, I beg to differ. The Rambam left it out. And if the Rambam had a different girsah, then that's fine too." But the Rambam doesn't say v'yesh lomar delomi boy bisman shem berosho shu mekayim hamitzvah deika loig larush ella afilu shu tofeso sam biyado. Even if he would be carrying the tefillin in his hand, usher omehai taima hishmit milas v'korei, but on purpose, says the Radvaz, the abagav deino korei ika mishim loig larush. Wow! So according to this, it's not just doing a mitzvah, but even bringing a chefsa shal mitzvah in the proximity of a mace. This makom is mufka from mitzvos. It's even mufka from chefza. And even having the chefza would be something that has to be stayed away from. Just having the mitzvah close to at the to the mace, that itself is a problem. The Kesef Mishnah himself is Soser, himself, and the Shulchan Aruch, right? The two Shulchan Aruchs here in Hilchas Avel. The Kesef Mishnah says it has to be Korei, while in Hilchas Sefer Torah, in Perek Yud Alech Avav, he says Beferish, like the Pashas of the Rambam. Even just having the Sefer Torah with him would be a problem. And there's also a Stira in the Shulchan Aruch, besides a Stira in the Kesef Mishnah. If you look in the Noda Behuda in Madura, or Chaim Tinyana Simin Kuftes, he has the following Shaila. There was a drought, and they were davening, and they were going to go to the Beis HaKfaris to daven, which has sources in Chazal already. And again, it has to be related to this sugya. And the question he was asked was, is it a good idea to bring a Sefer Torah with you when we go daven? Bring a Sefer Torah to the Beis HaKfaris, like the Mishnais and Tainus talk about. They used to bring the Aron out to the streets and put ashes on it and daven there. So he says, I got your letter. And he says, And you, the questioner, said, oh, it seems to be a machlokas. Sheharotzim lasos came. Those that wanted to bring the Sefer Torah are relying on the Zohar and Parshas Achremos. Because the Zohar says, through this, misorim nefashos hamesim akvurim sham, umodiyim lakvurim bechevron umorin rachimim. It's going to relate to the Kfaris and Chevron. So those who want to bring it are based on the Zohar. And those who don't want to bring it are based on our Gemara. Brachos Yudches. That it says, shaloyi chadim beis akvaris v'sefer Torah biyado. So that seems to be the machlokes. So says the Noda Yehuda. Masha Pashit Beinechem, what you think is Pashit from the Zohar and Pashit from the Gemara, I think exactly the opposite. I think according to the Zohar it might be a problem, and according to our Gemara it might not be a problem. So first of all, he says, I don't agree with your Arias. Fascinating. V'yalpia Gemara v'aposkim, v'ada ein lasos kem. D'u, ki b'shnei atstadim lo tzadku divreichem. Ki masha Pashit Beinechem, you think the Gemara? As we just said, it's not Pashit just bringing a Sefer Torah there. What the Kesef Mishnah say? Only v'kore. Only if you learn from the Sefer Torah. But just breaking it, who says that's a problem? Okay, that's a radvaz machlokas. Mashmoz zorma lalo shlo yahalichim sefer Torah v'yikrabo. Shezem ishim moing larosh. Aval chizah b'lechud, no. And he says, yeah, the Kesef Mishnah says himself, the Shulchan Aruch says himself. Okay, what can I do? But he says, but that's in terms of the nigla. And in terms of the nistar, you think it's so pashta that according to the Zohar, you should be able to bring the Sefer Torah there? I'm not so certain. Lo kenu. Via MS, and this is classic Noda Yehuda, he writes this as the number of his tshuvas, Sha'ani ein le'esek b'nistaris. I can't really paskin from Zohars. V'halavai she'ucha lasi sidecho vasi b'talmud u'poskim. Hanechutzim l'maisa. V'heim chayenu v'ohem negeh. You know, halavai, I should be able to know shas and poskim nigle well. Aval, but since you brought it up, let me tell you, al pi Zohar, if a Sefer Torah is even missing one letter, then it's a kitrug. It's not a hagana. And who can say that they have a perfect Sefer Torah? Doesn't the Gemara say, Anan lo bukinim b'chaseres v'yaseiros kedushin daf lamed? So who says that it's going to be a positive? So he says, Safik l'chumra chalila lasos kein. Don't bring it. V'tuchlu l'harbos tfilos bakashos b'vechiyu b'shivron lev rachmona liba boi v'yatan av shesenim b'nesos. So he says, he discusses that Kesef Mishnah, he brings it up, but he's no telechumra in terms of just having a Sefer Torah there. He did not think that that was appropriate. So again, that relates to our Gemara. How to understand our Gemara? Is it Kori? Is it not Kori? So what about the general issue, not a Sefer Torah, but of learning? So this comes up in the Gemara that was alluded to before in Bava Kamma, the last daf in the first parak of Bava Kamma. The Gemara discusses there that Chizkiyo HaMelech, when he died, Tezayin Amid Beis, says the Gemara, the Kavod Asulo Bamoso, Milamei Shoshivu Yeshiva Al Kivro. When Yechizkiyo died, they built a yeshiva. What's built a yeshiva? They started a kolel, Bimoso, at his kever. Yeshiva, Talmidim Lasuk Sham Batorah. Pligiba Rav Nassan Rabbanan Chadamar Shlosha, V'chadamar Shiva, one say for 3 days, one say for 7 days, Varmila Shloshim. Some say 30 days. So, different days. Ask the Nemuki Yosef, right there on that Gemara, in Baba Kama. How could they do this? Loig LaRosh. You're sitting and learning at the Kever? Isn't that exactly the point of the Gemara Brachos Yudches, our Gemara? How could you do that? Again, our Tosfos doesn't deal with this issue. He deals with this other type of Loig LaRosh, which hopefully we'll have time for. Ask the Noda Yehuda, right there. Yeshiv Yafal B'Tanya Brachos Yudches. Even though it says in our Gemara, Lo Yalach Adam Ezek Varas V'Tilom Barosha V'Sefer Torah B'Zroho. V'yikram of Yispal Al-B'Shem Loig LaRosh. Hainu Da'ovid L'Nafshe. Ka'adam Shekori B'Torah. Very important to Mugi Yosef, that's quoted L'Halacha. Learning from my own. If I'm going there to give a Daf Yomi Shir, that's an appropriate stam. But what if I'm learning L'Shem to give Schus for the Niftar? I'm Dafka going to be Mezakeh, so that Neshama should have an Aliyah. Aval Hecha to Ka'avid L'Yakra to Shechva, K'gom B'nei Yeshiva L'Kavid Rabban, L'Ekam Yishom Loig L'Rosh. He quotes that from the Rama. Quotes it from the Ad Rama, and then he quotes the other answer in the name of the Rosh. They did it outside of Dalat Amos. Okay, but the first answer, if it's don l'kavod ames, so then that is mutter. And that is quoted by others, that shuv of the Rimi Gash that we mentioned before, the same answer he gives. Same answer. Why are you learning? Hani mili b'chacham sh'aysa lo yeshiva b'chayav u'miskavdin achshav b'nei yeshiva aso l'chavdo. If there's a big Rosh Yeshiva, now you're going, his talmidim are going there to learn, to give him kavod. V'leishev l'fanav, k'derech sh'a yoshvim l'fanav b'chayav. They're sitting at his feet, so to speak, just like they did when he was alive. V'lomar shmuos b'piv b'divrei Torah sh'alamdu mimenu. They're quoting him. Since it's known that it's covered gadol, there's no problem of loyal rush. Just that lashon is also interesting. It sounds like it's whether it's nikar to outsiders. Since it's known, what do you mean it's known? The niftar knows. Maybe it's like there's like a public thing here that relates to what we said before, that you shouldn't be doing mitzvahs in the context of in front of someone because it's it gives a certain impression. But that's the that's number one. The Rebbe Gash once per year quotes another interesting difference. He says maybe the difference between a yachid and a tzibur. Hoshiva yeshiva al kifra. It doesn't say that one person learned there. Maybe Torah v'rabim is a different category. It's not like one person is wearing tefillin or wearing tzitzis. He says shakavad einu alav hoshavas yeshiva al kifra. Mashmi yeshiva yeshivas talmid chachamim rubim. Aval echad o shnayim ain't karan lam yeshiva. Vein basikasim different Torah funded. There are kavad al bizayin hulo. So maybe the difference between a yachid and a tzibur. But that is quoted alach lamaisa. Shulchan Aruch quotes that if something is done l'kavod ames, that's mutter. That's the minhag of hespedim and drashus, right? We give a spedim, we quote a lot of divrei Torah. How can we do that? Loy l'rush. The answer is we're quoting it l'kavod of the person involved. The Taz notes though, and this is important for anybody who ever speaks at a levaya. The Taz notes there in Shin Mem Dalid, where the discussion is of hespedim, that Masbid should make sure that his hesped is kavod ames and not kavod achai. He's not showing off his prowess in giving great hespedim, because then that would violate not only, as we said yesterday, mechzik hiyura, but that would violate loy larosh. The Torah has to be l'shem the niftar, and not l'shem the one that is giving the hesped. Kind of like what sometimes I say, the magbia in shul should make sure it's kavod haTorah, not kavod haMagbia when hagba is done. And we always have to make sure that when we're involved in Avodas Hashem, it's Avodas Hashem. The Netziv in one place, in the Hemek Shela, in Shela Yudal, it says, maybe it's even better nowadays because they didn't used to bury as deep. So it wouldn't be, you know, as Loeg LaRosh. Now it's much deeper. It's unusual because a lot of times we have a spade them before there was burial at all. That's what the poskim seem to be talking about. Before the Kfura. After the Kfura, okay, it's a chilik, but the poskim also find it surprising, you know, in terms of the different burial methods in that way. Maybe one or two other points, and then we'll have to finish. The tefillin. Regarding tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch says it applies by tefillin too. We just spoke about Sefer Torah. The Gemara talks about tzitzis. Tefillin have to be covered. The Mefarshim, the Taz, in Simin Memhei, on Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Chaim says the Ritzuos also. You know, for those who wear tefillin all day. I once was at a levaya and there was a big gadol ador there who wore tefillin and sits in talis all day. So he had his hat over his tefillin. And over his tefillin, over the tefillin and over the back. The Taz says, also the ritzuos. One has to make sure, right, that the hand, the fingers aren't visible or have it rolled up. But the ritzuos is also part of the mitzvah, part of the chefzah shel tefillin. And therefore the ritzuos also have to be. What about wearing tefillin in front of a nifteres? What about doing a mitzvah in front of someone who was not obligated in the mitzvah? That's a major machlokas aposkam, Pischei Tshuva, here in Yoredei, and Shin Samach Zayim quotes the Tzlach from Ardaf. The Tzlach says, what about in front of an Isha and a Katan? Right, is that Loeg LaRosh? Again, does this relate to specifically this person was never obligated in the mitzvah? Never could do the mitzvah, not obligated. Or is it a din of more general? You know, this is a makom that's mufka for mitzvah. So it's a machlokas aposkin. The Pischei Tshuva quotes here in Shin Samach Zayin Aleph. One final point to make, and that is Tosfos and Nida. Tosfos and Nida on Daf Samach Aleph discusses the stira that it seems from that Gemara there, Nida Samach Aleph, that one is not allowed to. Let me just read the line. The Gemara there talks about shatnas. One is allowed to put tachrichin shrouds with shatnas. No problem. No problem to have tachrichin made out of shatnas. Ask Tosfos. So there's no loeg l'rosh. So why are we machmid to put tzitzis on tachrichin? So again, this is the other type of loeg l'rosh. There are different minhagim l'maisa about tachrichin, about tzitzis on tachrichin. We're not getting into that. Every chaver kadisha should follow their minhag. Tosfos, Bali Tosfos have two different misoras. I think most do not. Most cut the tzitzis beforehand or something puzzle. But either way, one should follow their minhag. So why are you not worried about shatnez and you're worried about tzitzis? So Tosfos says one day up, well, maybe loeg l'rosh only applies to tzitzis. Because tzitzis is shakul keneged kol Torah kula, one of the seven mitzvahs that are keneged kol Torah kula, so maybe dafka tzitzis we have to be nervous about. Ask the Aruch Laner there, what about our Gemara? our Gemara says Sefer Torah and Tefillin. So maybe Tosfos knows that Gemara. So maybe the answer is, I saw in the Birchas Yitzchak, Rabbi Bernstein Sefer, but again, it's a chiluk that the, look at the Gemaras. It's clear, maybe there's a difference between the two types of Loag LaRosh. The Loag LaRosh of doing mitzvos in the proximity of a maze, that applies to all mitzvos. That's our Gemara. What Tosfos is talking about is the Loag LaRosh of the mace involved in mitzvahs themselves. So maybe that's Dafka Tzitzis. Dafka Tzitzis. Right? Others say Lase and Losase, but maybe that's Dafka Tzitzis. Good. So again, this whole topic just teaches us to make sure we appreciate our mitzvos, appreciate the opportunity to not only be chayiv in mitzvos, but appreciate the opportunity to be doing mitzvos. And as the Gemara said before, Yasker lo yama misa. We have to make sure that we recognize the ability to do mitzvos. They said the Vilna Gaon on his right before he died, right? He couldn't do any mitzvos. He couldn't move, but he grabbed the tzitzis and he says, in this world for a few kopecks, you know, you could get all of them have in eternity and just grab the tzitzis, you know, and in the next world I'm going to a place where you know, for all the money in the world, but dafka tzitzis, the story goes. Dafka grab the tzitzis, because that's the something that is unique, and that's the context here of Loag LaRosh. Okay, we'll stop.